But are you being persecuted?
Among the information shared with the audience of about 200 people is just how difficult it is to achieve asylum status in the U.S. Refugees may flee their homeland to get away from war, but that by itself does not guarantee asylum. Sophie Feel with the Erie County Bar Association Volunteer Lawyers Project says refugees have the burden of proving that their lives are indeed in danger at the hands of a government or other oppressor if they go back to their homeland.
Syracuse University has a phenomenal database called TRAC, T-R-A-C, if you want to Google it. And you can see what the asylum grant rates are in the country by all of the different immigration courts. Here in the Buffalo area, our judges grant only about 10% of all the asylum cases that come before them.
Charlene Bushka did not sit on the panel, but the associate professor of business administration at Damon has done her own work on employer attitudes toward refugees.
There are a lot of misconceptions I think the general public has about refugees taking jobs away from the people in Buffalo. And what many employers are saying is that refugees are willing to take jobs that other people don't want.
Learning English remains a top challenge, and advocates say it becomes a bigger obstacle when the immigrant puts off English classes because their top priority is finding a job and paying their bills. That, they say, can actually work against them in their process to stay in the U.S. long term. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.